Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Today is Monday, March 2nd,
2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here. Along with.
Good morning, TNT. All right. It was a long weekend. A lot of crazy mess going on. And Ray is here to straighten it out for y'all. All right, Ray. I know you sent out some updates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that part. Let's get that out of the way. What's today? Today is Monday. So we had Saturday and Sunday updates. Yes. All right. So the Saturday update actually started from late Friday evening. The Speaker of the House approved Alawi's request to postpone voting to Sunday at 1 o'clock Iraq time. Then on Saturday morning, Alawi is not revealing his cabinet to the Kurds, and they are planning to not vote on Sunday. Saleh is on Iraqi TV stating that he will become interim prime minister when Alawi's time frame has expired and will select another candidate for prime minister with a new 30-day window to complete the new cabinet. Then Saturday midday information, Alawi announces that he met with the Kurds and the Sunnis and they have come to a mutual agreement. The cabinet is now expected to pass on Sunday's vote. Time will tell. Now, that was the update for Saturday. Then we had some Sunday activity, information to come in. Sunday's vote has been postponed to Monday due to a lack of quorum. Baghdad News is broadcasting that Sadr is officially placed on the terrorist list for his actions regarding the murder of protesters. He faces severe sanctions from the U.S. It is rumored that Alawi will announce that he is resigning the prime minister appointment. Iraqi TV is reporting that Alawi will be giving a speech announcing his withdrawal from forming a cabinet. Time will tell. And so that was it as far as the updates that went out to everyone in the latest blast and tweet section.
Okay. So I got to find a text. I want to read you guys. Hold on. Let me see. Man, I did send out a tweet to you guys telling you it's Iraq. And things change what? Every day, and sometimes every hour of every day, things change. And I know you guys want me to control it, but I just can't. I want to, I just can't. It just won't take my advice. It won't listen to me when I tell them to do it. But I do it anyway. Oh, wait, somebody sent me a... I was actually going to read this thing, you guys, but now I can't find it. Because I get so many texts that I can't even find the one I wanted to read to you. Let me see. Anyway, I'll just give you the gist of it. As to that. Somebody sent me a text and said, Tony, well, first of all, one of the people who've been with me for years called me yesterday and said, Tony, why have you been so negative for the last month? Why have you been so negative, not believing? All the other gurus keep saying it's going to happen, but now you're the only one saying it's not going to happen. So, now, this is one of the people who called me. He's probably listening right now because he's figuring out everything Frank says is happening and ain't shit happened yet. But anyway. Then this guy sends me this text, and I've been following you for 10 years, and, you know, the government's ready, and CBI is ready, and the banks are ready, and you're always saying all this, and now you're saying they're not, and that it's not going to happen because the government isn't in place. It was a whole long text just to tell me just that, but I understand how y'all feel, and I thought I cleared it up last week when I tried to tell you guys we've been in this for 10 years. We have been throughout three different presidents now and three different prime ministers, we have been in position for the CBI to do the RV. They even came out and told you they had an article where they announced they were getting ready to do it in 2014 to the public, and they didn't. But they thought that was their opportunity right there, 2014, 5 years ago. And they have attempted to do it since then. They've had dates set up, time set up, everything to for this to go live, for the revaluation to occur. Now, that's even without the ministers of defense and interior being assigned. At one point, they were just going to go ahead and do it and then figure it out later because of the situation as it was changing. Guess when that was? That was right back in October before the protest started. They were going to do it and said, let's go ahead and do it because it's affecting the economy, the world, and everything else that's going on. Because they felt they had enough stuff in place that they could still control Iran with it. Well, guys, those days have changed. I didn't change it. They changed. The situation changed. Iraq economy is changing. The politicians are changing. The people are now being heard. Those things caused it to change. I know these other gurus keep telling us it's happening in the morning. It happened yesterday. I got the, it's all scheduled for Sunday. It's all bullshit. Oh, I keep saying that. Sorry. But it's not. I mean, the bank is ready to go. They said after the 4th, I told you, they called last week, said after the 4th, we're going to be ready to go. Why did they say that? Because they thought they were going to have a new prime minister yesterday. That's why. And I told you it was based on the plan. Okay, this time is going through. Okay, everybody's in agreement. The vote is done, you know, behind closed doors. Everybody agreed. He got 188 ministers who are going to show up. Government. So let's get scheduled to go. Well, guess what? That didn't happen on Sunday. 80 ministers showed up. And then 70 ministers showed up. And then even less than that. But what didn't show up was the 166 that they need. Much less the 188 that all said they were going to vote for the government. It didn't happen. There's no government. There's no prime minister. There's no way the budget can be passed if it can't even be passed on to be voted on. So how are we going to have an RV if the number's in the budget? And now today's article says, guess what? Because of what's been going on, because of the protests, because of the economy, everything else, because the global economy has gone down almost 3,000 points, we need to redo the budget, which we knew was coming anyway, or there's going to be a huge deficit. Now, that's what they're saying. If they're going to do it or not, I don't know, because it's Iraq, because they say a lot of things and do a lot of other things. Are they still prepared for it right now, today? Yes. And, you know, they're just like our politicians. One comes out and says this, and another says something totally different, and somebody else. The budget is still sitting there. It could go through as soon as they get a prime minister, as soon as everybody else feels comfortable that they have a government and they're not going to revalue the currency to watch the economy and the country collapse over this, and then it all become worthless in 30 days or less. Nobody's going to do that, guys. It's not being realistic. I mean, it's just not being realistic. Now, do we still have a great opportunity? Yeah. And I said last time, buy more while we wait. Live our life. Let's plan on our future, and let's build. But this is going to happen. We just don't know when. So where are we at now? Alawi did exactly what the articles over the weekend said. He resigned. So take my name out. I'm done. Now, he said he was done because the corrupt politicians wanted to stay corrupt. He said they didn't want to do what the people wanted. They wanted me to be corrupt with them And I refuse to do that. So I'm saying take my name out because they're never going to vote for me because I won't be corrupt with them. That's what he said. So there's no way I can put together a government based on corruption. I'm here for the people, even though the people didn't want him. He kept saying, I'm here for the people, and I was going to do it because I think more about my country, and they're thinking more about their pockets, is what he said, and the political corruption that they want to keep going. And he's not going to be part of it. So now, Selah's there today. He got 15 days to appoint somebody new, so we can do it all over again. Wait, 15 days? Yeah, 15 days. Maybe he'll do it in 10, but we'll see what happens. But is life still going on? Yes. So here's the next step. Over the weekend, they bombed the Green Zone. Well, the Green Zone has already been shut down. They're shut down for months now. So now all the guys who own the stores and the businesses and everything in the Green Zone got bombed over the weekend. They were packing up yesterday. All the business owners are moving out. They're saying they're not going to take it anymore. They're moving out of the Green Zone. Some of them we have personal contact with are moving out of the country. They said, nope, it's done. They're bombing the Green Zone now. They've shut our businesses down. They're shutting down the economy. So we're leaving. And some of them left. Doesn't mean the end. See, and this is the difference. I'm giving you guys the real deal. This is what's going on. This is exactly what's going on in Iraq today. At any point, could it all turn around? Yeah. As soon as he put somebody corrupt in there, regardless of what the people say, they do what the other corrupt guys want them to do. They got a new government. We can have an army. That could happen. If they can withstand the protests from the people. If they do that, and that's what they're going to have to wait and see. Now, the protesters are all coming back. They started coming back yesterday. They coming back to the Green Zone. They're going to show their power and see if it works this time or not. This is not being negative. This is being a realist for you guys to understand. I look at it, again, like, okay. Like I've been telling you guys for years, they gave us another week, another 10 days, and let's just keep adding on so when the day does come, we're richer than we ever thought we were going to be. But even more important than that, what we've gone through, we know exactly what to do with it when it comes. We are going to be prepared for success, and that's going to be our goal. So I know it's not what you guys want to hear, but I know it's what you need to hear. I know these guys keep telling you stuff, and I know because y'all sending it to me that this is happening, that's happening, and money's being put in paymaster's account, and none of them. You cannot call one paymaster in Reno, and he's going to show you there's money in his account. Not one of them. Because if it was, he'd be paying it out. Why would they give it to him and not give it to you? I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. There's nobody at the bank today. They're not at the exchange center or the call center. But they are ready, and they expected something to happen yesterday. It just didn't happen. So now we have to wait and see what the new plan is. And no, I don't know yet. I ain't even calling. Because I know what did happen, and I know what can happen. All right. That's not being negative, guys. It's telling you realistically, this is what we're looking at. And can it still change and be fixed? Yes, there is a way to fix it. But they have to do it. Okay, and I told you guys most of this stuff, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that this is exactly what could happen. We hoped it wouldn't happen. But I told you, this is what could happen. Be prepared for it. And this is what happened. But we got 10, 15 days. See if he appoints somebody else. See if it goes through a whole lot faster the second time. And we can still make it in March. So that's what I'm looking forward to. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. TP40 says, we haven't seen a lot of news about how the protesters are going to respond to the latest developments. Have you heard anything, and what are your thoughts on how you think they should respond?
Well, I hear the, that they're going back to the square today. Like they started yesterday, and they're shouting that your bullets didn't stop us, your snipers didn't stop us, security didn't stop us, so we're not scared of your coronavirus either. We're here. And that's what they're shouting in the square. We're here. It is having an effect, whether they want to or not. Now, we'll see something when they go into the square, but yet start shutting down the bridges and things that they did before, and even masks, because that's the one thing. When they start shutting down all the bridges and the access, that made the government react, because then they were losing billions of dollars. When they go back to that and beyond, they're going to get what they want. But other than that, the corrupt politicians think they wore them out already, and let's just go to the next one and appoint somebody who's going to do it our way. And I tell you, they ain't going to go back and forth like that until somebody stops them. As long as they're following the Constitution, which they are, the U.S., U.N. can't do anything. They're not killing hundreds of people in the street, thousands of people in the street. If their government operating under their Constitution, then they have to let them operate. They have to let them do what they're doing. So we'll see what happens with the people, because they are the determining factor, the people. All right, what's next?
Blackbird says, I have heard and read that the Zim has dropped in rate to low single-digit levels. Is this true? What do you know?
I haven't heard it and haven't read it anywhere as far as what we're talking about. I haven't gotten it from any bank employees, and I haven't gotten it from anybody from the Treasury. So, no, I think the rate is still the same from my sources, and there's still debate on whether it's going or not going.
All right. KC Success says, do you think Alawi stepping down was part of the plan all along?
It could be, guys. You know, and I'll tell you before, I mean, they appointed him. They knew the people didn't want him. And then even though the people felt like he was one of Maliki's guys anyway, he could have had a change of heart. Now, he's saying he did, but they could have known all along, we're never, ever going to vote him in. That's why I just put him in there so that something's getting done. It brought us another month, month and a half. Everybody saw we were trying to do something. Iran keeps collecting money. And as long as they have Iranian supporters in there, they could do it again. So until they go through that final, I don't know how many attempts they have, one, two. This could be the last attempt that they can do at it. And then the deputy prime minister, I think, will step in as the prime minister. Even though Saylor said that he would, he's not in a position to do that. It's supposed to be one of the two deputy prime ministers, then the speaker, and then if all three of them fail or don't want to take the position, it falls to him. But we'll see how they do it. Okay?
All right.
What's next?
Jim and KC says, Tony, in your evening tweet, it stated, Mustafa al-Kazimi will be a substitute by consensus to form a government. Number one, so why is his name not mentioned in any news post as a successor to Alawi today?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was stated that Mustafa al-Kazimi, I guess that's how that's pronounced,
okay,
will be substitute by consensus to form a government. So that was in the tweet we sent out from the news article. So Jim and KC's question number one is, why is his name not mentioned in news posts as a successor to Alawi? There are no sessions set to approve him. Are we facing the dreaded 15-plus 30-day timeline for Saleh to name someone again?
Yeah, that's what I said during my monologue.
Mm-hmm.
They say that some people want him already, and some other names already, who they want to be. I think there's even five names, what I've been told so far. But until Saleh comes out and says, this is who I'm appointing, it really doesn't matter. And he has 15 days to do that. I don't know how many he's going to take, but he has 15 days to name whoever gets the next shot. And I'm sure there's going to be some negotiating and stuff going back and forth, just like it did last time. It shouldn't really, I mean, they should care what the people say, but they didn't last time, so I don't know if that's going to play into it or not. But that's what we're going to have to wait and see. He can name somebody tomorrow, guys, and they can get started. He can name somebody on Wednesday. He don't have to take 15 days. He doesn't have to take 10 days. If he knows who he wants to name, he can do that. But that's the next step that we have to wait and see who he names and then how the people react. So that's what it's going to be.
Okay. Bence Webb says, how are they going to kick Iranians out of Iraq? They've been mixing together all these years. They're making babies that are half Iranian, half Iraqi.
Oh, my God. I don't know about the making baby parts, but anyway, it's going to be hard. I mean, it's not. It's like, you know, how do we kick, you know, Mexicans out of the U.S., which we don't do. I'm just saying they are an integral part of our country. I mean, see, how do we kick us out and back to Africa like a bunch of people want? We don't. How do we send white people back to Europe? We don't. We are here. We're going to be here together forever. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in Iraq. Iranians are there, part of their country. They're throughout their government, like I said, from prime minister down to the local mayor, and they're been forcing down people until the people decide enough. Until the people go in and do just what they were doing right now, saying we want our prime minister and our ministers to be of one nationality, and that's Iraqi. We don't want them having dual citizenships, none of them. And that's part of their protest. They want them to have one citizenship, and that's Iraq, not the Iranian, not the Iranian influence. Now, that's just at the top positions. When they do that all the way through, then people will change. So right then. Hold on 1 second, guys. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. I thought they were giving me information, but they're asking for information. Go ahead.
Okay, Jambi67 says, what vote of confidence was to take place today if Alawi has resigned his designated post? Would the vote now be for Al-Kazimi? And if the vote didn't take place today for the designee, why not, if a consensus has unified, to select Al-Kazimi so quickly?
Because there isn't a consensus. That's somebody's opinion. That's somebody saying, hey, there's a group of us who want this guy. That's their consensus. That's all. It's just somebody's opinion. There's nothing with the government. There hasn't been any vote. Haven't had time to have a vote. He just resigned yesterday, did a speech last night. If that was the case, it wouldn't have been scheduling a vote at all. So, no. Again, Philo has to appoint somebody again, and then we'll start. with the voting, the process, the names, all over again.
All right. Net okay. Global says, can the UN step in, disband the parliament, and set up a caretaker government? And if so, does that mean
no.
Iraq goes back into Chapter 7?
No, they cannot do that as long as they are operating under their constitution. Guys, they're not rioting the streets. They're not burning down the buildings. They're not shooting people in the streets doing that. There is no legal reason for the UN to step in. Not even for the U.S. to step in. Things are not out of control. They're just not going the way we want them to, as fast as we want them to. They are operating under their constitution right now. Now, again, if it gets like it was, and the people are out in the street, and they're shutting down their economy, and then they start burning down buildings and killing people, everything else, that's when the UN can step in, the U.S. can step in, and then say, this is what we're going to do. But as long as that's not happening, nothing anybody else can do except watch their government do what they have and planned in their constitution. And that's all we can do is wait until he makes the announcement and gives him his 30 days to put his government together. The only thing can shorten it right now is he doesn't have to take the 15 days to make the announcement. He can make it tomorrow. The guy don't have to take 30 days to put his government together. He can do it in 4 or 5 days. It can be done, and this whole thing can be over. But that's up to them. It's Iraq. We'll see what they do.
All right. Nickel City Guy says, it has been said that Iraq is the basis for all the resets. Who in their right mind would have the world depend on crooks? Can things be changed and Iraq be and Iraq bypassed?
I don't know that things can or can't, because that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's been set up for years. That's the way all the promises have been made. That's where all the debt was forgiven. That's where all the calculations were based on everybody else's currency and how much it would go up and down. So I would think if it was just about the money, because that's all it's about to us, is about the money, and that's what I'm hearing from everybody, they could have done that already. But there's things that are more involved than just one currency. Can they pick another country and revalue their currency that much to make a difference? No. Is there a justification anywhere else to do that? No. It's an opportunity for us to reset Iraq back to where they were, be able to justify it as they're the fourth richest country in that region, on top in the world, and all the other oil, gold, everything else they found in them bare hills, like Beverly Hillbillies. So I don't think it's possible. It would have been. You guys got to remember, the RV for the dinar was not for the GCR. It was put there because our president and another, Bush and Blair, came up with this plan. And it was just for the dinar. And then everybody else saw it as an opportunity to put the other part of the GCR together and use it as the foundation. So it's not the other way around. They just piggybacked on it because it was a good opportunity and to use as a base. So I don't ever see this occurring without the dinar revaluing, and I definitely see the dinar revaluing. We just don't know how much longer it's going to take. All right, what's next?
All right. Pepito 3891424 says, why can't they just stop the auctions? That will put an end to the corruption, and the politicians will stop stealing the money and maybe help get rid of those greedy Iranians. What say you?
What say me? I'm saying they can't stop the auctions. without revaluing the currency, and they won't do that. And who's going to stop the auctions? That's what you guys are not hearing. That's what just happened with Alawi. He's trying to tell you they don't want an independent government. They don't want my people. They want to be corrupt. And they know whoever I take or bring in, the auctions are going to stop. That's what they're fighting. The corruption is going to stop. So their politicians are like that. And they're not going to do it. It's going to be hard to do, guys. Now, if they put the right people in, can they still be corrupt? Yes. Can the RV happen with a corrupt government? Absolutely can happen. And that's what Iran is saying. We'll let you put somebody new in if he follows these seven conditions that we want, which means he can come in. And the seven conditions was keep the borders open, keep our contracts in agreement, keep giving us money, blah, blah, blah. As long as you was willing to do that, we'll let you do it. Because we still have a way of getting money. And that's what they want. They want the revaluation because they want it to be worth more. But they still want their open lines across. It could happen. Because at that point, even if the U.S. let it happen right now, they have laws in place now. They have international laws in place now. Where now we can go in and get them. Now we can go in and justify them getting arrested, going to countries. Now that's why they just put Sadar on the terrorist list. Everybody else, because now they can say, hey, we're not doing business with you. You're doing business with them. They can shut Iraq down if they're going to put him in charge because now he's a terrorist over there. All this is being done for a reason, guys, because if they let him go, now we can justify going in and getting him. Now, because they're breaking their own laws, we can do it. They're breaking international laws. They identified all the companies that they were using to smuggle the money through, who they were, put them all on the list. No bank is going to touch them. No money is going to flow through them, and they'll go in and get them. So there is a way it could happen. But at the same time, they have to satisfy the people. Because they put another corrupt government in, and the people riot and raise hell again, they defeated the purpose. Okay, Ray, what's next?
All right, let's go to live individuals. First one is 281 area code.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you all doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm fantastic.
How are you doing?
Nth degree.
Groovy. Back to my groovy, man. Groovy, groovy.
All right.
Hey, question. So did Alawi publicly announce yet that he's resigning his post? He was supposed to do that to Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's next? Absolutely.
The intern, he said that he could, who's that, Selah? The intern, or he could be the intern prime minister. So if so, couldn't he pass the budget?
He can't be the interim prime minister. So, you know what I know? I know you didn't listen to nothing I said since I've been on this call, have you? Because your very first question is you asked me something I already explained to you that he already happened. He already resigned yesterday. He did
his
speech last night.
Yeah, but I thought it
was going to
become public over the
TV. It was
the,
public.
The TV.
What do you think? It'll be on CNN?
No.
He did do a public speech in Iraq. He did. Okay. He already did, though. And Selah cannot be the prime minister because there are two deputy prime ministers and the Speaker of Parliament who are all in line to be prime minister according to their constitution, if it comes down to that. So I don't know how many attempts he has to appoint somebody, but at some point it goes to the deputies, one of the two deputies or the speaker. And if all three of them say they don't want it, they don't want to be involved in it, then he can become the prime minister, which he doesn't want to be.
Oh, okay. I understand now. Okay. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
And I heard you before.
You heard me there, huh?
Down. I heard you when you say you he were? Announced it, but I thought that he was going to go on Iraq TV still. I got you.
He went on Iraq TV, and he did a whole speech, and there's an article out with a copy of the whole speech, exactly what he said. And he said, they want me to be corrupt. They want me to select corrupt people. They want me to go against their own Iraqi people because they're there for their own ambitions and choices, things that they want, not for the people. And for that reason, I am resigning. Remove my name. I'm not going to do it. That's basically what he said.
I understand. Okay. I believe it still can be done this month, and I'm going to keep disbelieving that until we see otherwise. Okay. Thank you so much. And I don't believe it's negative. I don't.
You don't believe it? Oh, yeah. It's not. It's reality. But we're still in it to win it.
Yeah, you're just giving us what's real. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Because I woke my husband up last night when you sent the last tweet out. And he said, bring it to me. Let me read it. And he said it. He just said that he believed that the government got a plan and it's going to go forward, just like what you just said. And so we just got to believe and trust that it will be done this month and just hold on to that. And you're not speaking negative. You're just giving us reality. You all have a great day. Hey, Mr. Ray, I was on this morning just listening.
Okay. Take care.
All right, guys. Leave me alone.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right. 865, Eric, so you're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hey.
These thoughts,
how are you?
These thoughts are getting very difficult to connect and make sense out of. This is undoubtedly the largest global, as the world turns, soap opera that's out there. You know, when they were going into the weekend, it had the appearance that perhaps Alawi had cobbled together sufficient numbers that he would have the votes for getting the approval. Obviously, that did not happen. Have there been any reasons being given by those who had publicly said that they would be backing Alawi, and then they didn't? Because I would think that they're going to start to be, if the demonstrators and the protesters become fully aware of who some of these individuals are, they're not going to be very happy with those folks. I was just curious what the status might be on that.
Okay. First of all, the demonstrators want to get rid of all of them. So they want them all because they're corrupt. Second thing is, you know, we've gone through this. We went through it with us, the U.S. and Iraq to start with. And I'll tell you guys, in 10 years, it's negotiating 101. Yeah, agree, get to the closing table, get ready to sign the documents and say, oh, yeah, one more thing. I need to do this one more thing. So let's put it off until you can get this done. And then let's put it off until you can get this done. And it happens over and over again. They did the same thing with him. They said, all right, I like this guy. We'll leave this here. Okay, we're going to vote for you. Except for when it comes time to vote, they said, well, wait a minute. We got to discuss this last little part. Or can you change these two names to these two guys? And then we're going to vote. And he's saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm supposed to be able to pick the people. You don't come here the last minute and tell me to change these four names, and then you're going to vote and pass because that's what's been happening. Well, the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites anyway said they're not going to vote. Why? Because he didn't want to give them the people they wanted. He said, I'm not going to do quotas for any of you guys. not for you, not for Maliki, not for Sadar. None of you guys did what I'm doing. And they all want to say, okay, we're all here for the people. And he said, but behind closed doors, they're all there for themselves. And that's the way it is. They want it to look one way and then do it another way, and him being playing for it. So who is behind our the Kurds? Everybody knew. They said they're out. As soon as the Shia said, no, we're out. We're not voting. So get it done without us, because we're not satisfied with what you're doing. Because we don't know who the three Kurds are going to be, who our own representatives are going to be. You won't let us pick them. And that's the way it's traditionally been. We get to pick our representatives, but now you're telling us we can't. You're telling us you don't even know if you're going to live with the agreement we made with the last administration. So we're out. But then what? Okay, we're going to work it out. The news articles on Friday, Saturday, said they came to an agreement. But when it came time to go in there and vote on Sunday, guess what? Nobody showed up. Because, oh, an hour before they're having a meeting. Because that's how they do business. They lie, 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 then they cheat. So they cheat, then they lie. That's all.
And cheat some more.
And at some point,
more.
People are going to realize, yeah, who wants to keep living that life every day? Right?
So. You know, the other puzzle piece that only has a little over 2 hours, 2 hours and 14 minutes to become fully official, was Mahdi's comment that I'm out of here on March 2nd, I'm not serving, you know, one more day, one more hour beyond that. And yet there seems to be also a move afoot that, well, maybe we might somehow extend his term for 1 year under certain circumstances, mainly that he would get early elections and do what, you know, they were hoping that Alawi might have accomplished. Any further word from your folks of how real any of that is, or in 2 hours and now 13 minutes, is Mahdi a thing of the past and that was just another chapter in their history?
Okay, so they have nobody. So what they were talking about is Mahdi staying in the position, which he said he might do, but I'm going to be absentee. I'm not doing anything. He said, I'm not attending any meetings, any conferences. I'm not signing any documents. I'm not doing anything. If you want to just leave my name in there. And according to the Constitution, they broke it down, who's in charge of the military, who's in charge of finance, who's in charge. This deputy does this. This council member does this. This guy does that. So they're taking all his powers and dividing them up. And said all these people will be responsible for these different sections, since he doesn't want to do any of it. But we all have to learn how to work together to make the country operate so we don't go into a constitutional vacuum. That's a way they have of solving the problem. They want a panel to get together. They want to vote on December 4th of 2020. They want the panel to come out with the new rules and the parliament to pass whatever it is, and they want the parliament to dissolve itself 2 weeks before the elections. So that's their plan. Should it happen that way tomorrow, we'll see. But until it does, so yeah, there is an absolute plan out there already. But we'll see what happens.
Well, we know. The Council of Ministers meets every Tuesday, so I think tomorrow's meeting is going to be very, very interesting to see what, if anything, they're able to accomplish. But whenever this happens, we know that 10 days from that, this is one thing that we know will be happening, is that TNT Super Fantastic, our Pay It Forward project, and all of that that we're also looking forward to. And again, guys, appreciate your help in connecting those ever-increasing dots. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We are going to have a TNT celebration.
Bye-bye.
We know that. And we know it's going to be some Bentleys passed out. That part we know. We just don't know when.
All right. Okay. 386 area code. You are on.
I'm sorry I didn't put my hand down. My question's been answered. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
805 area code. you are on.
Hey, hello there. How you doing?
Hey, fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
All right, me too. I'm sitting here discouraged, but understanding what's going on. Now, the CIA lady's question was going to be my question, so I'm going to extend it a little bit. If this comes about that Mahdi does stay in as a position holder only, is that something that the CBI can go ahead and RV?
Well, if he stays in, that's their government. Yeah, then they'll be able to send the budget to Parliament because that'll be their Parliament. So absolutely,
okay.
Then the budget gets approved and life goes on.
Okay.
Because
and
it solves the problem.
Your,
it could happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So in your opinion, could it be possible that was their plan in the first place, just to delay everything until the U.S. was ready?
The U.S. is ready. The U.S. has been ready. We haven't been stopping it. I mean, they're going to be ready as soon as there's a viable government. The banks are ready to go, and they're sure that the protesters are going to be satisfied, because that's the biggest issue now is the people. That's why it didn't happen back in October, November, December, because the protests were going on, and they didn't know how out of control it was going to get. Well, whatever they do here, whoever they do, we still going to have to wait and see how the people react when they do it. Now, unless they just do it and the people react. But that was the concern, is even if they have a government right now, do the people allow it to stay that way? Or again, in 30 days, 60 days, does the whole country collapse behind the weight of the people who are still dissatisfied with all the corruption?
Okay. All right. Well, that's my question. Thanks again, you guys, for everything you do, and I'll get on to somebody else.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. 951 area code. You are on.
Oh, yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm good, other than the disappointing news, but not surprising news. Anyway, my question has basically been answered too, but if I don't know if it's worth the time. You had a question about the Zim rates, some question answered, and Tony's famous words. I read what, I don't know if I read the same thing, but in Tony's famous words is, what kind of sense does this make? Well, I don't know if you want me to take up the phone call's time with this or not.
I don't know who put it out there, guys, and I don't know what single-digit rates they're telling you it is now or anything else. So none of my sources have said that rate has changed, gone down anywhere else. Go ahead.
What I read was, and it said the rates were going to be anywhere from 1 penny to 5 cents. And I quickly dismissed it because I forget who put it out or whatever, because I did the math on it and it just didn't make any sense to me at all. But it's going to be 1 cent to 5 cents. And the bigger your humanitarian project, you know, the better your rate would be. But it's going to be 1 cent to 5 cents with no zeros removed. So what that means that the world and everybody else is going to have a whole bunch of brand new trillionaires, and that just does not make any sense to me. So,
and you know
that's, what? That's
what I. Because it doesn't make any sense to you, it's not going to happen. And I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen because it don't make any sense. Period. Okay. And it is putting it out that the zeros are not going to be removed. It's not going to happen, guys. Tell you what. If they do that and they don't remove any zeros, then what comes after trillionaires? Gazillionaires? Yeah, so That's what I'm gonna be. And I bet you I know 50 to 100 other people gonna be gazillionaires and have more money that can be spent in the next 500 years. Now, and where does it come from? What do we do with it? And my interest alone, every day, if not every month, is gonna be $1 trillion. So who does that make sense to?
Yeah.
Absolutely nobody.
Exactly.
Come on.
You know, I take that back. It does make some kind of sense. It makes nonsense.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it makes. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to explain it to the rest of the world when they say four is 500 and everybody that's on the 500 list right now today are the brokest people in the world. And all of us and took over the top of the list and we're all trillionaires. Where the hell do these people come from? And they all of a sudden just got $500 trillion and on and beyond. It's ridiculous. It's anyway, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Alrighty. Take care, sir.
All right, you too.
610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Good afternoon.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a new month, a new day, and that means there is a new bill that needs to be paid. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic. And you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. I want to make a point that I am not being paid to make these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and my own free will, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that neither Tony nor Ray has ever asked me to make these requests for donations. I do this of my own free will. And with that, I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth, and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank
you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Area code 423, you are on.
Hey. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning.
You may have said it already, Tony, but I'm so confused. I cannot figure out how any prime minister is going to satisfy both ends and get all the votes.
Regular.
Ray, hold on. Ray.
I got it.
Ray.
We got it.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
How can any prime minister satisfy the people that are protesting and all the parliament people so they can get enough votes? It doesn't make sense to me. If the people are corrupt with a body and are wanting something that he's not willing to give, they not always be wanting the new prime minister to do stuff that's not right.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. How is this ever supposed to happen? How are the people ever supposed to get what they want? And the only way for them to get what they want is to tear down the whole government, like they said. Get the entire government to resign and have the U.S. come back in and appoint a new government or the U.N. and say, this is who it's going to be. And then you guys do votes in March and let the people choose them once again. So up until that point, you're absolutely right. Parliament, the corrupt guys in Parliament right now are going to fight to keep it the way it is because two things happen. They lose their flow of money and they lose their protection when they lose their seat. So, yeah, they're going to fight to keep them back. So the same thing, the people are going to have to fight and protest in that or let them win right now. And that's what some people say. And when the new elections come up in December under the new rules, without quotas and everything else, they go in there and vote. Then vote in the non-politicians that are on the ticket. And the UN is going to go in there and be part of the voting this time and going to monitor it to make sure that happens. So that's going to be the people's biggest chance to change right there. Up until that point, they're going to have to live with whoever the president assigns because he's the one who assigns it. He's not listening to them or he wouldn't have picked the lolly.
Right.
And then
right.
if they have a corrupt government in there, it's going to have to stay there until November. Or we could just keep doing what we do. But it's going to be up to the people whether they accept it or not, or they just get into such an uproar that the whole thing is torn down because it's getting ready to be Arab Spring time again. And then the U.S. goes in for protection and the U.N. goes in and they set up the new government. I mean, that's the two choices.
Well, do you think anybody's talking to the people that are protesting to get them to understand the whole picture of the thing? Like, okay, here's the plan. Let's just let it get happen so you can have a revalued currency and we can get on with this and the election things are going to be resolved. Do you think anybody's telling them that, explaining that to them so that they can?
I think people are trying to get them to agree with it, but I think they're smart enough to know, no, what you're saying is let us have the government back, let us revalue the currency, leave you corrupt guys in there so you can continue stealing all of our money, giving it to Iran, moving it out until November, so we get nothing out the deal, nothing changes for us, you're not funding it, you're not giving us jobs, you're not giving us, because that's basically what you're saying, hey, give us to November, then you guys can be heard. And the people are saying, no. Tadar tried it, he tried to be on their side and push them to the side, let's make some agreements, and they said, we don't want to hear it. Then he tried to force them into it, and they said, we're not doing it. And even now, is what they're coming out with, saying, hey, we need a representative for the protesters. And the protesters saying no, because all you're trying to do is for us to appoint somebody for you to corrupt. And we're not going to do it.
Well, you know, looking at that picture, how can you have hope that anything will happen then? Because it just seems like it's a whole, just keep going around the whole thing over and over again. And I do understand the protesters. And I think that we are on their side. The United States is on their side, right? We don't want Iranian influence in there. We don't want the corrupt people stealing all the money. So, and I thought Alawi, I thought he got a bunch of people out once he was and reappointed other people that weren't the bad guys. Did he do that when he first got?
He couldn't get it approved. He had to get his government approved. They didn't approve it. They wouldn't even take the vote.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I don't see how it could be resolved.
If they would have at least voted, then he would have known, but they wouldn't even take the vote.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then how can you have a hope that it's going to be resolved? What's your hope, Tony? I mean, do you really have something in you that says this time it's going to work for some reason?
I'm hoping, just as I said, that they go ahead and appoint them. The corrupt people get in there because that's how they're going to be. But they take the money, and hopefully they're smart enough to start sharing it with the citizens to calm them down, to pay them, to give them oil revenue, to at least, you know, because people whose belly is full and they're not walking around thirsty and they got heat when it's cold and they got air when it's hot, they may not like it, but at least they're not trying to tear it down. So they'll go ahead and let you, you know, you can take $80, but give me $20. Don't take all $100. Don't be taking $99.50 and giving me 50 cents. I mean, give me something to live with, to improve my life with, and steal the rest like you've been doing. But if they change that equation, the people probably wouldn't care. But at least do that. I'm hoping they're smart enough to even figure that out. Let's give them something to be happy about, excited about, and then we can keep doing this over here. But share the wealth.
Right.
I guess they haven't heard of that concept yet. Share the wealth. If everybody needs you, nobody cares that you're stuffing yourself because I'm still eating. But when I'm starving and you're stuffing yourself, that's different.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Poor people. Poor people.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we'll just pray for some kind of a miracle and a resolve, you know, and thank you guys for hanging in there with us. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. 503, area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Just a minute. Let me take it off the speakerphone just a minute.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Are we still on speakerphone? No, hey, how are you?
I couldn't get it off speaker. Just a second. Let me try it again.
No, that's
better?
Okay. It's okay. It's all right. Yeah.
Okay.
I
got it off speakerphone. It's all right. So this is Oregon, and I guess my concern is more the fact of who in the world would even agree to serve as prime minister at this point, after Alawi went through all that he went through, and then you know, we had the previous prime minister, Abadi, who said that, yeah, he was prime minister, but he wasn't allowed to do what he wanted to do. I just see that whomever would agree to do that would be a corrupt official. I mean, I just don't see I guess my concern is that if the Sunnis and the Kurds refuse to come into the government, I mean, you know, to parliament and participate in the voting, that nothing's going to go anywhere. It just seems to me like this is just a way to them, for the corrupt people to extend and extend and extend. Now, you had said, Tony, earlier in the call that they only have a certain number of times that they can do this, and then after that, according to their constitution, the deputy prime minister is automatically appointed to be the prime minister. Is that? But you don't know how many times that they can go through this dance.
I don't know how many times, because the article didn't say, but it did say, yes, it passes on to the one of the two deputies, so the two deputies or the Speaker of Parliament, but all three would have to turn it down for the President of the Republic to take it, because his job to appoint the prime minister. So he can't appoint himself unless all three of them resign. So how many times he gets to appoint somebody else first, I don't know. But I know at least once more, because that's what they're talking about.
And the Iranians, I don't blame the Kurds and the Sunnis for not wanting to take part in this. Honestly, I don't. Because they created this, the Iraqi sympathizers with the Iranians created this problem to begin with, and it's really up to them to solve it. But what does concern me is the lawlessness. In the meantime? Hello?
Yeah, what'd you say? I didn't get you.
I said what concerns me is the lawlessness that can happen in the meantime with against the demonstrators.
Well, it could happen. It's been happening. It's just
depends
on how worse it's going to get. But you know what? Unfortunately, that may be what it takes for the country to change. It may have to be torn down to start over, to be improved, just like, you know, anything else at some point. And that's the only way to really get Iran out of Iraq is to remove the sanctions from Iran, because then they don't need Iraq, and they can start dealing with every other country and leave Iraq to itself. But that's not going to happen, because this administration is trying to tear down Iran. Iraq, unfortunately, is caught in the middle of it, and Iran doesn't care that they get torn down with them as long as they keep getting money. Politicians don't care, because they're going to keep getting money. And when it's all said and done with, they're going to all move to Iran, where they can spend all that money that they were getting and live comfortable lives. So the people are the ones paying the price. So the people are the ones that's going to have to eventually put up the ultimate fight in order for things to change.
Yeah, I would think, though, that the international community at some point, even though if they continue to, quote-unquote, technically abide by their constitution, I would think that the international community at some point would just pull the trigger and say, you know, game's up, folks. Game's up. You know, we don't have to kill the demonstrators. We don't have to get to an Arab Spring. You know, game's up. You know, Parliament.
Okay, think about this for a minute. Think about this. Why would the international community do it?
Well, the international community would do it because, first of all, a dysfunctional Iraq doesn't serve anyone. It only serves Iran. And the international community doesn't support Iran for the most part. Sure, you know, you've got the Russians and you've got a few of the Chinese, but basically they don't support the terrorism that Iran is spreading throughout the area and into their own countries. So at some point in time, I would think that they would just say, enough. You know, we're done with this. We're done with the gamesmanship. You guys have had your chance. We're not stupid. The UN is going to come in and take over. And for all the corrupt politicians, you can either choose to pack up and move to Iran, or you can choose to turn yourself in and be charged with corruption. I mean, those are your two choices.
The international community has done nothing about Syria, right? They're killing their people in the street, gas bombs, everything else, blatant about it, did absolutely nothing about it, and letting them get away with it.
Turkey just tried to wipe out all these people over 20 miles worth of land. Nobody did nothing about it. They didn't care. Africa has people being shot down in the streets every day, women raped, children kidnapped, everything else. The international community is doing nothing about it. None of that's happening in Iraq, so why should they step in? They're going to get their money eventually, and they know it. They forgave the loans. The communities themselves and the countries, they know it's going to happen, and it's just a matter of time. They can wait 50 years if that's what it takes for the U.S. to remove the sanctions or Iran to go back and do what they're doing. The only people in a hurry or concern are two people, the Iraqi citizens themselves and us, the people waiting for the RB to get our money. Everybody else is a corrupt politician, even here in the U.S.
Yes.
Because that's all it's about. If any of them cared about people, we wouldn't be going through this.
What I don't understand, yes, I mean, I don't think every U.S. politician is corrupt, but I do think that, we are lacking as a world right now. We are bereft of a world leader who has the who has the integrity and the confidence of others in the world to make some changes, and we don't have that, and we don't have it now, and we haven't had it in a number of years, probably since Roosevelt, and even he wasn't all that great, but he was better than most. So what are we doing then? Are we just going to sit around and diddle-daddle as holders of currency? Or are we going to speak up for the people of Iraq and say to our politicians, enough is enough, you know, stop this. Stop the killing, stop the starvation, stop the corruption.
So what you're asking me is, are we as the NAR holders going to go out in the streets here in the U.S. and protest what's happening in Iraq? No.
No, that's not what I'm
asking.
Not
going to happen.
No, that's not what I'm asking. What I am asking is, if sufficient numbers of us, without being organized as one unit, but sufficient numbers of us raise the issue enough with our elected officials over and over again to wake them up to the fact of what is really going on and let them figure it out. Because if we don't raise our voice through letter writing and things like that, then they are going to be ignored. I'm not suggesting that there be a massive protest of currency holders. That would be a boondoggle from the get-go. But I
understand this, though. You guys need to know. If I know what's going on, then they know what's going on already. And they knew it before I did. And they know who's involved in it, and they know who's responsible for it. They just don't care.
I would like to believe that, but I don't. And I would like to believe that, but I don't. And one of the things that I was going to do this, you know, soon, is now that all this has been happening, is try to get an appointment to meet with Senator Merkley, because I would bet you dollars to donuts that he is not all that aware. And the same thing with Senator Wyden. I just don't think, I think that they have so much being thrown at them all the time that, and particularly now with the election coming up and all this kind of thing, that I think that it's just one of those things that just slips completely under the under their radar. I don't think they get it. I don't think they have the information. And so I disagree. I'll ask our senators and see what kind of response I get. I'll take it to one of their town halls.
Right.
I think it's a town
and
hall.
If they tell you they're not aware of global affairs, they're not aware of the sanctions against Iran and the fact that it's happening in that region or in Iraq, you be sure and tell them to call Tony Renfro and give up their seat to him.
Mm-hmm. I think they're aware of what's happening in Iran.
All right.
We got to get some other questions, Sam.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right, 432 area code, you are on.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to ask, with this balancing out of currency between the United States and China, are they getting set up for this contract rate? Because they're supposed to be starting out here with Iraq as equal with the dollar. So, I mean, is this all relevant to what's going on? I mean, even though we got all the politics, corruption, and all that, is this something that's going on with the plan to set up the RV?
Balancing out the dollar with China.
All right, the dollar and the currency of China is almost equal. I was looking on the exchange here the other day. Somebody was telling me to look at it, pay attention to it, and it has to do with all these new trade deals that are going in. And they said that it had something to do with what's fixing to happen in the basket. I was just wondering if you guys knew anything about that.
I don't know anything about it. I know the trade deal. I don't ever think that the yuan and the dollar are going to be equal. It's not going to happen. It's why we call
China
what they do.
Chinese currency is still a little higher than ours, but it's almost equal. And they said that there was a balance there because of that reason. It's because of the currency that's in the basket and the deals that are being made. So I'm you know, like I said, I was just asking it because one of the comments that was made is that Iraq was suggested to start off equal with the American dollar. Is that all relevant as to what's fixing to happen, or is that just, you know, a coincidence? Or
well, Iraq is not going to be equal with the American dollar. It is already, when the RV occurs, going to be worth three times the value of the American dollar. The
right.
rate has already been set at 361, so it's not going to be equal except in-country doing their exchange. It's going to be one for one. That's it. And once that happens, it's over with because the dinar is going to be more valuable than the dollar. So,
right,
no.
Right. You said about 4 years ago, you said that whenever we were getting really close, when the RV was really going to happen, we would see so much chaos and so much, you know, utter just confusion. And, you know, you'd be looking at it like, how the hell is this all going to come about? And I think we're there. I think that your little crystal ball has put us right into that position because, I mean, I have never seen so much chaos in my whole life. they like to screw themselves before they screw somebody else so they know how it feels, you know. So
something,
just wondering
but,
if all that's coming into place, you know.
Well, it is. But again, guys, this could have been over in October. It could have been over in 2014, but they consistently just let things get out of control because they don't think it's going to happen, or they mismanage or misplan, which I don't understand. So, but that's how they do business. They rather do business in chaos than do it organized. But that's how corruption works. It's best served in chaos. And believe me,
well,
they have
crystal
plenty of
ball you got is right balls on because this is the most chaos I've ever seen when it comes to a country.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
But
all right.
I didn't I didn't know if you had any idea about what was going on with all these little different currencies that are all trying to balance out and stuff, you know, and I didn't know if it was relevant to what was going on over here. So,
all right.
That's
exactly what will occur during the GCR. They're not all going to be equal. There's no way for that to happen, but they all will change.
Right. I mean, everything's going to be a reset, so, you know.
Right.
But, hey, I appreciate your time, guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. 212, area code, you are on. 212. 809, you are on. Okay. 501, area code, you are on.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate in the call. I've got a couple of questions. One,
okay.
Has the Turkey-Syrian problem set us back?
No, it hasn't set us back. That wasn't even, you know, figured into this.
Well, that's good. So what is our next step? I know we can't take any steps. What is the next step we can expect from whoever?
The next step is them to appoint the next person as prime minister designate and see if he can get his government approved. That's the next step. And the faster they do that, people are concerned over there, guys. They're concerned about their economy, what's going on. They're concerned about a constitutional vacuum. They're concerned about all this delay and what it's doing to the budget. And at some point, they're right and say, we're not going to be able to do it. And it's going to have to wait till next year. Nobody wants that to happen. They're trying to get out. They just released money this morning for the first time to the Kurds to pay their people because nobody had been getting paid. So that just happened this morning. And Kurdistan is going to pay their salaries because it's part of the agreement. So everybody's going to push, and it's like everything else, money talks, BS walks. So the harder the rich get up for money or their citizens, governments over there, the harder they get up for money, the sooner the problem gets resolved.
And you think that will be when?
I don't know when. I think they still have an opportunity to do it right now because they don't have to take the 15 days. They don't have to take the 30 days. They might do it. Iran says, hey, longer you can buy us, the more we can collect, then good. But if the people ever say enough is enough, or whoever they put in says, hey, I got it done, then it'll go faster.
And we're between a rock and a hard place, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We really are. But we know at some point even that has to end. And so what we do, just keep buying more until it happens. That's all. Just become richer. Live your life. Go to work. Party, spend time with your family, buy some more dinar, buy some more dong. Just be richer the moment it happens.
What's the dinar going for today? What's the cost on that?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next caller, 972 area code. You are on.
Hello, Danny here now.
Danny, what's happening, sir?
What?
Danny in Dallas.
Danny, I can't hear you from across the room.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
Nope, I can't.
All right, I'm going to dislocate some things here. How's that? Is that more better?
There's more better.
Okay.
More better. I feel like I'm behind the curve on this. I've heard what you said. I really don't hear any significant solutions. I'm recalling on Monday that the banks were still encouraged, that the fourth looks good. I'm getting the impression now that it's not necessarily a secure situation, but it's Iraq, isn't it? Just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
A quick question on the auctions. I believe you said in the past that once this revaluation took place, the auctions would disappear. Is that still the expectation?
Yeah, you guys, once the RV takes place, the dinar is worth more than the dollar. There's no need for the dollar. They're going to be a single currency country. So there will be no auctions. Nobody's going to be buying dollars when they're worthless, when the dinar is worth more than the dollar.
Gotcha.
So.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I guess I'm thinking about our experience here. We would just sell three times more dollars if the dinar is three times as valuable. But, again, that makes sense. And at this point, all we can do is kind of, as you just instructed the last fella, is get wealthier. I'm talking to several people that I engaged in this 9, 10, 11 years ago. Had a brief conference with a customer this morning that I did work for back then. And, of course, being the currency evangelist, I told him all about it. And then they just kind of look at me and smile. And it's a little awkward. I can imagine your situation is somewhat the same way as well as Ray's. But I shouldn't give in to that peer pressure, should I? Just keep on buying.
No.
Keep on watching.
That's right. And keep doing what you're doing. What I tell people all the time, you know, okay, you're laughing. It ain't never going to happen. Tony can't believe you've been following this long all the time. And I tell you all the time, you laugh today, but I'm going to laugh for a lifetime. You know, you're going to say, I wish I could have, should have. And I'm going to say, I did, though. So, because I know that day is coming. And I'm well prepared for it. Okay?
Well, that sounds encouraging in general. So I don't guess I have anything else that would adjust my thinking except to go buy some more dong at this point.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to get out of here. Got to go back to work. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
All right, sir. Have fun.
Everybody, and I mean everybody, should be spending this time preparing for their future while you can, because it'll be here one day, and you'll say, man, I should have looked into IPOs more before I had all this money. Now I don't know what to do. I should have looked into investments more before I got this money. I should have looked into real estate more, and now it's just confusing because it's going so fast. I should have looked into nonprofits and saw exactly how I could set this up and be ready to go. I should have. But right now, you can't. Right now, you could be spending the time to put your plan together. So as soon as this happens, you can work your plan without all the excitement, frustration, and fear of all the money that you're going to have in your hand. It can be well thought out and your success planned out. That's what I'd be doing with this time and buying more dong. Okay? Is that it?
Okay, that's it, sir. We're wrapping it up.
Oh. See, I hear music playing. Oh, okay.
Because it's wrap-up time.
In that case, I guess I just did wrap it up, guys. Don't waste this time, guys. It's valuable time whether you know it or not. It's a good time. This is still going to happen. The news is going to come out after we get off the call. We're going to get announcements, updates, who's next in line, how long they think it's going to take, and everything else. So we should have some by Wednesday. I'm going to get updates from the bank, see what they're thinking. I mean, Wednesday was supposed to be the start of it, not the finish. They looked at it as the opening based on the vote happening now, a government being in place. But we'll see what they come up with next. We'll have the information for you. But in between time, right now, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic. That's what you need to do. Be super fantastic. Work your plan, plan your work. Enjoy your day. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that will do it for us for this morning's Monday segment of TNT Conference Call. Our regularly scheduled call takes place on Wednesday, so if nothing happens in between time, we will reconvene Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Can't handle it. You can't handle it. You gotta give it. my feelings.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
Your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
What?
It's done. It's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
We're just waiting for the call. Waiting for a rack to get their act together. But anyway. And that is a wrap for this call, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of here.